Senate battle over Supreme Court nominee.
Senate Republicans prepare the nuclear option.
President Trump meets China's leader.
We're going to get down to some very serious business, so we look forward to it.
Student reporters dig up the truth on their principal.
The information we presented was definitely eye-opening.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a showdown in the U.S. Senate is expected to start unfolding today over President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. CBS's Steve Dorsey says opposition to Neil Gorsuch could lead to changes that will affect future nominees, reducing the threshold for approval to a simple majority.
Democrats mount an offensive as Republicans prepare to change Senate rules to confirm Gorsuch. During a 15-hour speech against Gorsuch, Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley blamed the Senate showdown on Republicans who blocked President Obama's Supreme Court pick, Merrick Garland.
It was a deliberate strategy to pack the court that is now on the verge of succeeding.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls it an unprecedented attack on a Supreme Court nominee.
The Democratic leadership is now determined to block his confirmation with the first successful partisan filibuster of a Supreme Court nominee in American history.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
Well, President Trump faces his first major diplomatic test today as he welcomes China's president to his Mar-a-Lago resort.
China. China.
China. China.
After months of railing on China, President Trump will come face-to-face with his Chinese counterpart on his own turf.
I think we're going to have a very interesting talk.
America's massive trade imbalance with China tops Mr. Trump's agenda.
We're going to talk about a lot of things, including, of course, North Korea.
The White House hopes to enlist Xi Jinping in its efforts to put pressure on Kim Jong-un. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, West Palm Beach.
The Kremlin says there's no evidence the Syrian government carried out the chemical attack blamed for dozens of deaths in a northern province. Yesterday, President Trump said the attack crossed several lines, and Secretary of State Tillerson has put the focus on Damascus and Moscow.
There's no doubt in our mind that the Syrian regime under the leadership of Bashar Assad is responsible for this horrific attack. And we think it's time that the Russians really need to think carefully about their continued support of the Assad regime.
Tillerson's due to visit Moscow next week. Stormy weather caused damage overnight in Virginia and the Carolinas. Heavy rains in the forecast today from the Ohio Valley to the Northeast. CBS's Mark Strassman has a look at a wild 24 hours.
Big tornado, big tornado.
Tornadoes, hail, flash floods, and high winds caused damage from the deep south to the Midwest on Wednesday. At least 9 reported twisters touched down, one destroying several buildings in South Georgia.
It could be much worse. I'm very thankful that it's not.
Hailstones, some as large as baseballs, pounded neighborhoods, even peeling the paint off homes.
Well, weather could be an issue as golf's first major tournament of the year, the Masters, is getting underway. Golf legend Gary Player took the ceremonial first swing moments ago. CBS's Steve Futterman joins us live from Augusta, Georgia.
And Steve, the past and present combined here this morning. The ceremonial first tee was very emotional this year because of someone who is not here, Arnold Palmer.
Please join me now in a moment of silence as each of us says our own personal goodbye to this wonderful man.
Palmer's widow was there for the ceremony. The Masters is now underway, and the big question, will the world's number one golfer, Dustin Johnson, take part? He fell on some stairs yesterday. Live at the Masters in Augusta, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Health officials now have a better idea of how many Americans have a potentially cancer-causing virus.
Human papillomavirus, or HPV, is common, says Dr. Michael Rendell with Emory St. Joseph's Hospital here in Atlanta.
If you've had sex, there's a good chance that you have been exposed to HPV.
According to new information from the National Center for Health Statistics, 1 in 4 men and 1 in 5 women ages 18 to 59 here in the U.S. have high-risk genital HPV, which can lead to cancer. The only way to know if you've been infected is to be tested, and it's recommended that children be vaccinated before becoming sexually active. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
Imagine General Electric no longer in the light bulb business. It's possible. The company, started by light bulb inventor Thomas Edison, is said to be in talks to sell its lighting unit. The company now focuses on appliances, engines, and healthcare equipment. Facebook's deploying new technology to fight what's known as revenge porn, the sharing of compromising images to damage someone else. CBS News and CNET tech analyst Larry Maggott.
There is technology that can match a photograph or a video to check to see if it's similar or identical to one that's been previously reported. So if Facebook's algorithms find an image that is known to be revenge porn, it can prevent it from being posted or shared or take it down right away.
The matching software will also be used on Messenger and Instagram. In Pittsburgh, Kansas, the new high school principal has resigned after student reporters did some digging. CBS's Omar Villafranca is on the story.
When students at Pittsburgh High School started asking routine questions about incoming principal Amy Robertson, they didn't like what they heard.
Looking to her background, we noticed several discrepancies and several red flags.
That's when 17-year-old journalists Gina Matthew and Connor Balthazar went to work. Robertson said she earned a master's and a doctorate from Corlins University online.
Corlins University was unaccredited, and it also had discrepancies within being a diploma mill.
We had two committees of people who interviewed her.
Superintendent Destry Brown says he's proud of the students and says Robertson's $93,000 a year hiring was doomed without the proper documentation.
Well, students of history will know this. The U.S. entered World War I 100 years ago today. CBS's Gary Nunn.
The year 1917, Congress gave then-President Wilson the declaration of war to fight Germany.
It's a long way to Berlin, but we'll get there.
The dawning of a new era for the U.S.
World War I really marks America's entrance onto the world stage as one of the great powers.
Johns Hopkins U professor Elliot Cohen via Skype. 16-year-old Frank Buckles of Oakwood, Oklahoma, enlisted in 2007, recalling what became known as the War to End All Wars.
I had an idea that was the War to End All Wars.
Buckles lived to 110, buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
High above the Earth, a space station astronaut is shattering records. Here's CBS's Peter King.
American Peggy Whitson already has the women's record for the most time in space. Later this month, she'll break the record for all U.S. astronauts.
Hopefully that this record will be broken soon by someone else as we continue to progress in exploration.
Whitson was scheduled to come home in June, but instead she'll extend her record and return in September after nearly 10 months on the space station. Cutbacks in Russia's space program would have left the station short-handed. With the next round of crew exchanges, Whitson's extra time there will ensure a full complement of six to run the space lab. Peter King, CBS News.
A month after the Obamas struck their big-money book deals, the Bidens are planning to do some writing. Flatiron Books says former Vice President Joe Biden will pen two books, one about his late son Beau, and wife Jill will write one too. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.